I think he stands a very slim chance. I do not see Ali Bongo being defeated in this election for the simple reason that it's a dynastic regime, the Bongos, from Umar Bongo now to Ali Bongo. And it seems Ali Bongo's son is being groomed to take over from the father. Let's not forget, in all these years that the Bongos have been in power, they've been not only able to entrench the PDG, a Democratic Party of Gabon, in power, but they've also emasculated the judiciary, the military, the legislature, and all arms of the bureaucracy. So it really becomes very difficult to see how any opposition candidate would be able to overturn this dynasty.
Gabon's Electoral Commission announced that any vote for a local deputy would automatically be a vote for the deputy's presidential candidate. Gabon's main opposition parties urged a boycott of the parliamentary elections, calling instead to vote only for the president and throw the legislative ballot sheets in the trash. What's your take on that?
I think the opposition parties are in a horrible dilemma here, because if they have called for the boycott of the legislative elections, but only to vote for the presidency. The problem with that is, in the slim chance that an opposition candidate is elected, if you do not have enough representatives from the opposition in the legislature, then the opposition president can easily be impeached, and then you have another election coming forward. But the other side of that dilemma is this, that if the opposition participates in a process they see has already been predetermined, rigged, then they will be party to a constitutional and a moral and legal injustice upon the voters of Gabon. So this is a very difficult dilemma for the opposition. Let's also not forget that the Ali Bongo regime has been very skillful about dividing the opposition candidates so that you do not have a unified candidate around whom the opposition forces can gather to remove Ali Bongo from power. In addition to that, there's the traditional ethnic dynamic of Gabonese politics, where the Bongo family has really positioned themselves as a bulwark against anti-Fang hegemony. And the Fang are a big ethnic group in Gabon, the majority, and they also rule in Equatorial Guinea. So there's a big fear among smaller ethnic groups in Gabon that if a Fang candidate is able to come to power, then other ethnic minorities will be marginalized and sidelined. So Ali Bongo and his dad before him have been very skillful about not only playing the ethnic politics, but also creating a divide and rule kind of scenario where the opposition has really never been able to settle on one candidate to take any of the Bongos out of power in all these years.
Former Education Minister Albert Ondo Ossa and Alternance 2023 officials warned of an unfair vote that violated the separation of executive and legislative powers. Ondo told French news agency on Friday that if he was elected, he will dissolve parliament and convene new elections. Do they have a legitimate point?
I think they do. The challenge then is, if you dissolve the parliament, then you create a lot of, you unleash a range of political forces which are highly unpredictable. And in addition to that, some of the unintended consequences of dissolving parliament under those situations will lead to other legal challenges, because that situation would be disputed again in court. And until a ruling is decided from the court, that creates its own level of uncertainties. So, whereas this is an interesting political move in terms of dissolution of the legislature, it also has very dangerous possible political ramifications, particularly in the context of the parliament or the legislature really being the most powerful arm of government and representative, direct representative of the people. So if the parliament or the legislature is dissolved, that can really cascade into some really dangerous and murky territories in the context of Bongo and the elections in Gabon.